My name is Jesse. Thank you all for being here today to be the witness of my baptism and listening to my story, how I became a Christian, and what I understand about the gospel. The first time I walked into Bridal Town Park Church is on a Sunday morning after I had an argument with my husband. I used to run back to my mom's home when this happened in China, but obviously that is not workable here because the flight is too long. And this church is close to my home, so I came here, took a seat, and when the worship team started to sing, tears began to flow into my eyes and all over my faces. And I didn't remember one word the pastor was saying that day. Sorry, Trevor. But the relief and comfort that I have never experienced anywhere else before stayed in my heart and kept calling me back here. From year 2010, I joined some of the church's outreach programs, including RP3 and Alpha Course. During these courses, I learned a lot from the leaders, Ron, Guy, Gary, Jennifer, Marianne, Robert, and William. Not only did they help to build up my interview skills that enabled me to secure a satisfactory position in the job market, but they also provided great support to my personal life issues by praying for me. More important than that, they introduced me to this amazing big guy, Jesus Christ. Like many people who were just introduced to a stranger, I have lots of doubts and questions about Jesus at the beginning. But the more I know about him, the more my heart is drawn close to him. I have been searching for the meaning of life for many years, ever since university. Finally, I found it here in Christ. I believe life is a circle. When we understand where we come from and when we're able to return to where we begin with, the circle is full and content. Otherwise, it is always broken and incomplete. As human beings, we came from a place where we used to have eternal life and happiness. It is the Eden Garden, where we were living with God, our Heavenly Father. Unfortunately, our ancestors, Adam and Eve, who were so greedy and rebellious that they ate the fruits from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, trying to gain wisdom. The penalty of them disobeying God is death. When the relationship with God was broken, the sin of rejecting God was rooted in mankind, generation after generation. Even nowadays, it is human nature to be greedy, to always want more than what we possess, and rebellious to run away from God's commandments and live to our own desire. But God has a plan. He sent his son Jesus Christ to the earth. Jesus did everything he could to remind the people of his Father's existence. When Jesus died on the cross for the people he came to save, including you and me, and was risen from resurrection, God offered us a second opportunity to repent, to choose from between our own wisdom and internal life and happiness. Here is my answer. I would give up the wisdom and to obey him. By receiving Jesus Christ, we become children of God and our souls are saved from death. As the old saying goes, one can rest in peace at night when the mystery is revealed to him in the morning. When the relationship with God is restored, everything else falls into place consequently. Now that when my soul is back to the place where she belongs to, in peace and joy, the circle is complete. That is the answer I found about life. And now I'm having a much better relationship with my family, coworker, and people around me. Some of the Bible's verses and the thing I learned from the church stayed in my heart. Whenever I have a conflict with another person, I remember what Pastor Trevor once mentioned. If you have a conflict with another person, remember, in God's eye, he's as precious as you. I have already accepted Jesus as my Savior and decided to follow him several years ago, but I have not made a decision to be baptized until recently. The reasons being are that the idea of dressing up differently and standing in a pool of water and speaking publicly is not very appealing to me. But my heart told me at this time that this is the right thing to do. I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to the people who have been with me during this long journey, giving me continuous encouragement and support with great patience. Ron, Jennifer, Fiona, William, Robert and Beth, Mike and Margie, Gary and Margie, and many more of you here who have given me guidance on how to become a more matured Christian. Thank you. And whether you like it or not, I will still come back to you to bug you with more questions when I need more guidance. Please be patient with me. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you all. May God bless.